We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Kam Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Kalim Perigid Aleph Mishnah Gimel. By way of introduction, just to review, we mentioned that there's a Gzera de Rabbanon, that if I have broken pieces of metal and I put them back together, or let's say you melt them and put them back together as a kli, that kli is going to be, assuming it came from a kli that was Tameh, so we have to give that a Takana de Rabbanon, that this Tumah as well, the Tumah returns. The Tumah is really, it retains its Tumah, even though on a Doraisa level, once it's broken, it should be completely Tahor. Why is that? So one of the reasons we gave was because we don't want to confuse this with breaking a kli, which makes it tar, with putting a kli in a mikvah, which makes it tar. If when it comes to breaking a kli, we assume that that makes it tar, so you break it and put it back together, an hour later it's now completely pure. One may think that if you put a kli in the mikvah, okay, take it out of the mikvah, and now we take it out, and now it's going to be pure. Not so. When it comes to a mikvah, you have to wait till Harev Shemesh, you have to wait till the sun sets, in order for it to have complete purity, even though you put it in the mikvah. In order not to make that mistake, we say when it comes to metal kalim that are now in pieces, broken, and you put them back together, that whatever tumah they may have had, they retains that status of tumah. That's not only true when you know that the original kli that broke was tameh, but even when there's a suffix, maybe this fragment of metal that was part of a kli, maybe that original kli was tameh, I don't know. You put it back together, we have to assume that it's tameh. Our Mishnah is discussing cases, or the beginning at least, where I know for sure that the original kli, whatever, wasn't really a kli, that this fragment was never part of a kli that was tameh, and therefore, if I make a kli out of it, I don't have to worry that there's any tumah, no tumah de rabbanon is necessary. So the Mishnah says, ha'osa kelim min ha'eshes. What's eshes? Make a kli out of eshes. Says the Bar Tanur, chaticha shebarzel. You had a piece of iron. K'shemotzino sumana machtzev. When it's taking it out of the earth, out of the quarry, literally. This is iron ore. So I know this was taking it out of the earth. You made this fragment of metal. It was never a kli originally. When obviously part of the earth, it's not makabel tumah. So making a kli now, a person, we don't say, oh, this is broken and now I make a new kli and it retains and now we have to assume maybe it was tummy. It was never tummy and therefore it doesn't have a tumah de rabbanon now. Umin ha-charara. Now the word charara usually in Shas means a cookie or a cake that's put on coals and heated up on coals. Here, it's not really a cake. It's a piece of metal. This is where when you begin making metal, or you melt it and make it into a form, you make it into this form of a charar that looks like a piece of cake. And at this stage, this is the beginning of forming the metal. So clearly, although it's a piece, it's this ingot, it's just a piece of metal. Nonetheless, it's a mold of metal. Nonetheless, I know it was never a kli. So I don't have to assume now that I make this into a kli that this is, that it has a tumah de rabbanon because it was never tameh. What else? Umin ha-sovev shel gagal, or let's say you make a kli out of sovev. The sovev is a rim of a gagal of a wheel. The wheel is wooden, and in order that the wooden wheel doesn't get ruined when it's being rolled over onto the rocky ground, so you'd put a metal ring out of barzel around it. That's the sovev of the gagal, the rim of the wheel, to protect it. So that also was never a kli. That's why is that not a kli? Because it's not made as a kli. It's made to serve another kli. It's protecting the wooden wheel. So a kli that serves a person can become tameh, but a kli that's serving another kli, so that cannot become tameh. So there, if I to use that certainly doesn't have a tumah d'rabbanan. Or umin hatasin, sheet metal, umin hatzipuyim, metal plating. If you have if let's say you're using metal that was going to be used to plate a surface of another material, you have a wooden kli, let's say, similar like the metal rim. I have a gold or silver kli, or a silver. If I have a wooden kli and I want to plate it with gold or silver, so that plating was never can't become tummy because it's not a kli. So that's also in this category of where I don't have to worry about any tumah de rabbanon or umikane kalim, or the metal base of a kli. In this case, if it's a base that the kli is resting on, no different than the ring that's going around rim going around the wheel. So because it's serving another kli, it's not serving a person. It's a base of another kli. So that's not mekabel tuma. Ume ogne kelim, or ogne kelim are the metal rims of kelim. This is a separate piece that goes around the opening of a kli. Can become tummy because it serves the kli, doesn't serve the person directly. Me ozne kelim, this is the metal handle of a kli. Now this is different because this is something that could have been a handle. The kli could have been attached to a kli, and if the kli were tummy, this would be tummy. So maybe this metal piece, if I then make this into a kli, this maybe has to have the status of tuma. So the answer is no. The chachamim only apply this gezera to new kelim that are made from the body of a kli, of an old kli that may have been tummy, but the handle is not considered the body of the kli. That gezera drabbana never applied. Min hashecholes, or if let's say you make a kli out of scraps of metal that were taken off of kli as you make a kli. You don't use every piece. You often have pieces that come off. Or similarly, umen hagrudos, if you have scraps of metal, if you have rather filings, metal filings, that were taken off as you were making the kli. But Torah tells you the difference between these two things. Shcholos is mashen ishtayer min ha-kli la'achar neshanase. Whatever's left over of that metal after you made the kli. So those are not mekabel tuma. Because because that was never a kli, that was what was left over. And gerudo shenigrad min hakli bishas asiyasa, that were filed off, scraped off when you were making the kli. These are all tahorin. In all of these cases, explains the Baratunura, Delo Chashinim Bechalahani Shema Mikli Tamei Bo. I'd have to be concerned, maybe they came from a Tamei Kli. Ukshe Chazar Va'asa Mehen Kelen. Now that they made him back into a Kli, Chazulu to Masan Yishana, now they go back to their original old Tamei. Chalahani Lo Niru Lekabel Tamei Olam. These, there's no way they were Mekabel Tuma in the past, at least most of them on this list. Bishum de Gome Kli Matchosu, they're Gome, Golem, right? They're just a mold form of a Kli, and they were never a Kli. The Gome Kli Matchos and Mekabel Tuma, that's the rule. A mold of a metal Kli is not Mekabel Tuma. So therefore, these are Tahor even Midirabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, Af Min Hakitzutzos. He says, even if you have a kli that's made from cut pieces of metal, from original kli that was cut up, they're going to be tar. So that's obviously a very different opinion than the Tana Kama. He says, if you have these broken, even though they were scrapped and could have come from a kli maybe that had tuma, he says, we don't have to worry about that at all. Now, why should that be? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is of the opinion, remember what we had said, where did this Gzeir Darabanan come from? That if once I break a kli, it should be tar. It's nothing to worry about. Why, if I put it back together, do we say it has its original tuma? So we said, because you may mix it up with the mikvah. And if I allow the metal kli, when it's broken, to put back together to be tahor from this moment, I may think that it's that from that moment, or from the moment I broke it, the moment I put a kli in the mikvah, it's going to be tahor, not realizing that when it comes to the mikvah, I have to wait till Harav Shemesh, till the sun sets. Yochanan ben Nuri follows another reason that we gave for this gzeira d'rabbanan, not about the mixing of a broken kli with putting it into the mikvah, for a different reason. And that is, when you have a kli that's broken, it could be that I think the metal kli is broken. Oh, it has a little bit of a crack, so I guess it's broken. Meanwhile, this is usually used for solids. The opening is not the size of an olive, is not going to fall through. So we know, at least when it comes to a kli that has a base kibul, so that's the rule. We'll learn later in 13 and 14 parak about kelim that are flat. When it comes to metal kelim that are flat, what the rule is when it comes, what's considered broken. But these are complicated halachos. So we're afraid that a person may think that the kli is no longer mekabel tuma, it's considered broken, when in fact it's really not broken, and puts it back together, thinks that it's completely Torah. Meanwhile, the original tuma remains, simply even midoraisa, because the kli was never halachically broken. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, if you have very small cut pieces of metal from the original kli, so then I don't have to worry about a takana d'rabbanan. And there's no doubt that here the original kli was completely broken enough that the tuma status has been removed. So since you don't have to worry about the gzer in such a case, he believes leaves, when the pieces are cut, small cut pieces, and you make a kli out of that, that does not have a tumma derabbanan. We don't have to worry about any tumma that existed or even a suffik tumma that existed. Mishivrei kelim, the Mishnah continues, min hagrutim. So now we have a list of those kelim where I do have to worry about where there may have been an original tumma, and you put it back together again, we have to assume they're tummy. Mishivrei kelim. These are new metal kelim made from broken pieces of metal kelim, normal size pieces. Minagrutim, from fragments of metal kelim that fell apart because they were used so much. That's grutim. Umin hamas meros sheyadua shenasu mikalim. Well, let's say you have nails. You knew that they were made from metal kalim. Nails don't become tame because they are only serving other kalim and not considered kalim. So if I have a tame metal kli that I made into a nail, so that would that made into a nail, that really wouldn't be into many nails. Those nails wouldn't become tame. Nonetheless, if I take these nails, I make them into new kelim, there is going to be considered a tumadur. We will apply the tumadurabana. So midaraisa no, but when you make nails, but from other kelim, from midarabana, yes, when you knew that they came from a kelim that had that may have been tummy, meaning you knew that these nails were originally made from kelim. So I have to worry, even when I make these nails now into kelim of their own. Tmeyin, min hamasmeros, though, these are masmeros, these are nails that are stam, says the Bar Tanura. This min hamasmeros stam, delo yadinim nasu mikelim omen eshes. So these nails themselves, if I have nails that I know may I made from original kelim, okay, so I have to assume if I use these nails and make them as kelim, so then I have to assume if I convert those into new kelim, then those kelim are going to be tamei midrabana. But if I don't even know that these nails came originally from kelim, so then I don't have to worry at all. Maybe they came from eshes, from the iron or from the earth itself. Maybe that's where the metal was made. So now I have a svek sveka. Number one, maybe they weren't from kelim at all. Maybe they came from the earth. And even if they were made from kelim, maybe those originally came over in tame. So that's why Beis Hillel is mitayr. Nonetheless, Beis Shammai is mitame. He still is machmir. Beis Shammai mitamim, uBeis Hillel mitarim. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Barzel tamei shebilalo im barzel Torah. Here we have a mixture. We mentioned this takana dar gzer de rabbanon on a new metal kli that if it was made from a new metal kli made from fragments of metal that may have come from a tamei kli or we knew came from a tamei kli, we give it a gzer de rabbanon. What if it's a mixture of tamei and non tamei metals together? So barzel tamei shebilalo im barzel Torah. It's barzel tamei, a piece of iron that came from a metal kli that may have been tamei. Maybe we knew it was tamei, and I mixed it with iron, and that's Torah. So and that came from we said the eshes, the iron ore, the charara, that metal cake mold. Looks like a cake. Imrov ben atamei tamei. This we follow the majority. If the mixture was of these metals, majority was from the tamei, the kli, that potentially could have been tamei, so then we have to treat it as tamei. Imrov ben atar, but most of the mixture is from the source that's tor, then tor we can treat it as tor. Mechza lemechza, we have to be machmir tamei. This takana derabanan applies, even if it's 50-50, even if half the mixture is metal from an old kli, we have to be machmir. Then the Mishnah says, same thing is true if I have an earthenware kli. Chalama is a type of clay, so that has a status of kli cheres, and galalim, which is dung. So they're mixed together, and I bake them in an oven. So we know that galalim is not mekabel tuma, but earthenware is mekabel tuma. So the same thing. If I have a majority of galalim, so then it's not mekabel tuma. If it's a majority of chalama, of this clay, of the earthenware, it is mekabel tuma. And if it's 50-50, we have to be machmir. Then the Mishnah says, close to ra, Tamea. What's a klostera? So Bar Tanura says, Haneger Shel Delis. We mentioned this before. This is the metal stopper. Huvu Hayased Shenoalim Bo Hadeles. As I explained earlier, this is the peg that we lock the door upon. Regilim Lasos Baroshim Kimin Tapuach. On top of it, this bolt, they would make a little apple, a little circle. Vunikra Glustera, right? Little top of the top of the bolt was wide. So this klostera, which is is the knob that's on top. We assume that the knob itself is tamei, with this metal door stopper that has this knob. We assume maybe it was made from a tamei kli. Now, why would this have tumah? We learn in Mishnah Beis that a doorstop of the neger can't become tumah because it's attached to the ground. And then the machlokas we showed him even, maybe if you didn't even teach it, attach to the ground just yet, says the Rambam, by merely making something that I know is going to be used with the ground is not makabel tumah, because kolam mechubel lekarka is kekarka, is not makabel tumah. Nonetheless, here it's different. Says the Bartanur, why? Since it has this knob on top, this metal stopper, people would use this as a pestle in order to add a mortar and pestle. I have garlic and I want to grind it. So people would use this as a kli as well. Therefore, we have to assume that it follows the regular status of kalim. And since it may have been made from kalim that originally were tamei, we have to give it the status of tumah. And that's what the Bartunur says here. Vim naasemi barzel tamei. It's made from barzel. That was tamei. Chozer l'tumah so hayishan. It returns to its original tumah because of it has the status of a kli. Umitsupa, the Mishnah though continues, tahora. But mitsupa, which means if I have something that was made from something that was tahor, so then I don't have to worry about it, even if it was something that was plated from tummy. This is a general halacha. When it comes, we have this halacha when it comes to putting something in the mikvah. I have, this is, let's say it's earthenware. It's, if I have china, if a person has china plates, so what are those? So china's not makabel tumah, but sometimes there's a plating on top of it. So maybe that plating has this, maybe that, the plating is makabel tumah, does it have to, we have to put it in the mikvah. So here the Mishnah says, umutsupe tahora. Says the Bartanur, im haisa shel barzel tahor, if let's say I have something that's made out of iron that I know was tahor, umutsupe shel mateches tamei, and I now plate it with metal that I know is tamei, what's the halacha? Tahora. We assume the kli is tahora. De basar ikara azlinan. We follow the ikar, the primary part of the kli, which is, we say, is tahor, made from, and same thing with tree, whatever substance, material it's made out of. Velo basar atzipui shehu shel matechas tamei. And I don't follow the tzipui, the plating, which happens to be made of metal, which is tamei. Doesn't matter. The ikar is tahor. Hapin vahapurna. In fact, what is a pin? A pin is a pin. A pin is part of this. Speaking about the bolt, the pinva purna, Bartanura says, shinayim hakvuma posachas. These are literally the teeth that you have in the opening. We speak about a door, tameim. So what exactly are these? So each of these is mekabel tumah. The pin, so there's a box, and inside the box there are pins, two pins really. They slide up and down, and they, what do? They help, they are there to lock the door. If the bolt is now moved to a position where you want to lock the door, the pins slide down, and they go inside the purna, inside the bolt, and this way they remain there, and the door is locked. You put in a key, and the key is able to lift up the pins. So the pin, and which is the pin, and the purna, which is the bolt. So if these are made from tamei kalim, they have the status of being tamei, and each one is tamei right when it's made, even if they're not working as a in partnership in the door. Nonetheless, they're considered two separate kalim. They are mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, "Vaklostera." We mentioned this was the knob that was the metal door stopper that had a knob on top. So we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah that has the status of tumah, being made perhaps from a tamei kli. So the Mishnah here tells us the halacha not with respect to the laws of kalim of tumah v'tara, but with respect to the laws of Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shom tami pesach zeh v'tole b'chaveru b'shabbos. So this is a door stopper that has a knob. It's attached to the door with like a rope, some type of rope or cord. Rabbi Yehoshua says that on Shabbos, you can drag it by holding the cord from the door, and from one door, let's say, and hang it on another door. You can't carry it, because we consider it muktzah, but to drag it, kala'achar tiltu menatzad, kala'achar yad, is acceptable on Shabbos. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, no, you don't have to do that. Harei lo kechol ha-kelim. We treat this klostera like all other kelim, which are in Hilchos Shabbos, the kli is not muktzah. And therefore, metatelus bechatzer, as long as you're in a chatzer, as long as you're in an area that's a reshus hayachid, you're allowed to carry it, allowed to move it, no problem at all. It's not a problem of muktzah. Of course, if you're in a reshus harabim or a karmelist, of course, you would not be able to carry it. Why is this here maseches kalim? So the Bartanura suggests then maybe this is connected to the previous halacha. V'shema asa tana la'ashmu'in and hacha de klostra tamea distan b'resha lav de v'hakoli. We said the klostra is a tamei kli, this metal door stopper with a knob on top. We assume that has the status of a kli, and if it's tamei, maybe people use it to grind things. We mentioned that if you make it from original kli, we have to assume it has a tumah de rabbana. Maybe that's not everyone's opinion. Ela plukta Rabbi Yishuv Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe the halacha and hilchos Shabbos reveals to be what the halachos are regarding Tumas Kalim. Dilu Rabbi Yeshua Tahor, Rabbi Yeshua actually disagrees with this halacha. Rabbi Yeshua would say, it's Torah Stambakabal Tumah. Dichi heiki dilo masre le manalin yan Shabbos. The same way he doesn't consider it a kli regarding Hilchos Shabbos, since it's not a kli, you can't move it directly. Ah, it's not a kli for when it comes to Shabbos, you have to be strict, you have to treat it as muktzah. Well, if it's not a kli, then regarding Tumah, we have the right to be lenient. And maybe he would hold that the klostra is not Tumah like the Tanakhama says, but rather it's Tahora. But Rabbi Tarfon must be the author of our Mishnah. He's the one who says, no, it has the status of a kli, it's not muktzah, you can carry it around, as long as you're in a Rosh Hashayachid. He's the opinion of the Mishnah that since it has the status of a kli, the klostra is Tumah.